You may be wondering whether the Fed's moves are, in fact, rebuilding confidence in the financial system. To talk about this, we invited David Wessel into our studios, as we often do. Good morning.
Good morning.
And David, it's been just over a week, but rather a long week. Have the Fed's moves made any difference that you can see so far?
Yes, there has been some sign of light at the end of the tunnel. The stock market, for instance, was a little happier after the Fed helped sell Bear Stearns to J.P. Morgan at a bargain price, after it extended its safety net, its willingness to lend directly, not only to commercial banks, the ones up and down Main Street where you and I put our money, but also to Wall Street securities firms. And it cut interest rates. And all these things, coupled with some other developments in Washington, helped make the indicators in the markets that people were worried about just a little bit better.
And has a little bit better, as you put it, had a chance to filter down at all at this point to consumers and homeowners?
One of the very weird things about this episode is while the Fed has been cutting rates, there's been so much dysfunction and panic in the markets that rates that consumers pay on some mortgages, for instance, have actually gone up. This helped bring them down a little bit. So it's not good news yet. It's just an absence of bad news. But in this climate, if you can get a few days where there's no bad news, that's really a relief.
David, talk to us about the criticism that has been made of the Fed's dramatic moves. I know there's critics out there.
I think the criticism of the Fed falls into two categories. One is that the Fed is rushing to the rescue of Wall Street, bailing out investors on Wall Street at the same time that the government is being a little bit slow to do the same for homeowners who have mortgages that are now worth more than the value of their homes. And there are people who worry that this is either unfair or that it creates a situation where in the future people will take bigger and bigger risks because they know if things don't work out, the Fed will run to their rescue. Now, at least until yesterday, the Fed and the U.S. Treasury could say, well, we pretty much wiped out the Bear Stearns shareholders, so they didn't get bailed out. But the increase in the price being offered to Bear Stearns shareholders now will make that a harder argument to make. The second criticism of the Fed is that they're worrying a lot about preventing a very deep recession, but by doing so, they're creating tomorrow's inflation problem. They spoke about it in their end-of-meeting statement last week, and two of the 10 members of the Federal Reserve Committee refused to go along with cutting interest rates because they were so worried about inflation.
But are there more fixes in the pipeline?
I think almost certainly more will have to be done. The only question is what. There's a lot of plans kicking around Congress and the administration and in the private sector, most of which involve some way to buy mortgages from investors and lenders at less than their face value, and then using the goodwill and the good credit of the U.S. government to refinance them. In some fashion or another, it's my expectation that will happen.
And David, how, in your opinion, how bad is it?
I think it's very frightening. On one hand, the economy is still doing okay. Unemployment is still relatively low. And if we're in a recession, we're in the early stages. Exports are helping out a lot. That's the good news. But the reason people are so anxious, and by that I don't mean ordinary people alone, but the people who are closest to the situation, is that this is the most pervasive financial crisis in at least a generation. And when you have problems across all markets, when the banks are shaking, when the mortgage markets aren't functioning, you could get a kind of downward spiral that could produce a very deep and prolonged recession. And that's why there's been so much activity at the Federal Reserve and elsewhere in Washington to try and head that off.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thank you.